Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
DC.com. Consumers want easy-to-find calorie information and plenty of choices when enjoying their favorite treats. That's why America's Chocolate and Candy Companies are providing consumers with more options in smaller pack sizes with front-of-pack calorie labels. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia. Interstate 95. A little bit of volume in Woodbridge and then pretty much shakes free up through to the Beltway. Heading through Mount Vernon, the accident, hear me talking about it, now has just been towed away, and quickly the delays have eased if you're heading northbound Route 1 Richmond Highway up toward Russell Road. So you're good to go now. On the Beltway, Springfield past 236, slowing at the 14th Street Bridge. Here we are in the rush hour, heavy on the lower 14th Street, but nothing reported along the way. Let's go Baltimore, Washington Parkway was struggling here with this crash cleanup. Northbound BW Parkway, north of the exit for Route 100. I'm looking at delays almost back at 175. So if you're heading up toward BWI, you'll need extra time. Or if you head over to 95, that one's pretty smooth pushing past those areas. No problems to report on 270, but pockets of delays continue. Urbana, Hyattstown, now Gaithersburg and Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Falling temperatures today. Our highs will occur this morning. Most of us in the mid to upper 60s, falling to near 50 later. Still occasional rain around. Start tapering off later today. Tonight, the cold front goes through. The winds go around to the northwest. 30 degrees. Tomorrow, only in the upper 30s. It looks like late day rain, maybe some mixed precipitation with a chance of snow west and north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Leesburg, 58 in Rockville, 62 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the National Confection Association. The Supreme Court is set to meet behind closed doors to discuss DACA. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It's Friday morning, 8:07. Joining us now, Gary Aldridge. Gary is a former FBI agent and author of Unlimited Access, an FBI agent inside the Clinton White House. Gary, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, and I'd like to point out we have a very bad connection and could hardly hear you, but I did hear the question. Thank you for having me back.
Okay, great. We keep talking in light of this shooting in Florida. We keep talking and keep saying we have to do something. We have to do something. What would you, as a former FBI agent, suggest we do to stop these shootings?
Well, right now I'm focused on the school because I'm reading this morning, if it's true, I'm reading this morning that one of the reasons he was put on suspension by the school was he was caught carrying bullets into the school, and this is after he has already established a reputation for being a very strange young man with students and teachers complaining about him. I'm wondering what in the world were they thinking when they caught him with the bullets. What did they do besides suspend him?
Right. Yeah. And meanwhile, it does start at the school level. Meanwhile, from the FBI level, we now know that he, posting under his real name, Nicholas Cruz, under a YouTube video last year, said I'm going to be a professional school shooter. That led the creator of that YouTube video to contact the FBI, who by extension did an interview with him. But that's where it appears to have stopped. What do you make of the FBI's involvement in this? Do you, in your assessment, did things go the right way, or were mistakes made by these investigators?
I've explored the explanation by the FBI officials very closely because I was thinking myself, what would I do? And the next thing that I would be able to do with respect to YouTube is probably make the usual request, whereupon their lawyers would push back on it and say no, and then we'd have to go to court and get some sort of legal help through the courts to force YouTube to give up the information, the identity of the person who posted the sentence that was seen in the YouTube. So when you look at it, it sounds simple at first, but when you start digging into it, you realize that if the agencies, all of the agencies, had to take every single allegation and take it out to the next logical step, the social media has pushed back very, very strongly on allowing law enforcement to know who the posters of these pictures and statements and crazy things are. Who they are and where they are, and you know, and find out more information.
But meanwhile, of course, this should compel a serious review by the FBI to figure out whether or not its practices both meet civil liberties and the needs for communities that want to prevent the very tragedies we just saw. I want to ask you about something that you've been talking about, Gary, because you were an FBI agent during the Clinton administration.
Right.
And you've said that the Clinton White House retained a staffer who had domestic abuse allegations against him, despite the fact that we're seeing this week that the White House has had to fire Rob Porter and at least one other man, David Sorensen, last week over domestic abuse allegations against them.
Yes, this is true, and I believe that I posted that in the book that I wrote about the White House. It was one of the big reasons that I decided the American people had a right to know just how terrible the security was in the Clinton White House. He was just one of many. And this was just one allegation that stands out in view of the current circumstance with Rob Porter. But going back, just to be clear on this, I never saw media focus on the Clinton administration for all of the things they did that comes anywhere close to how they're focused on the Rob Porter allegation. I'm actually amazed at how alert the media is to every little thing that happens at the Trump White House. And I don't consider a spousal physical abuse to be a small thing. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But it may be that during the early months of the White House administration forming, that they didn't have a strict security policy in place. Because I think sometimes White House's administrations have to go through a few of these things to understand why it's so important, maybe to deny a favorite candidate a position, you know, because the long-term implications are so amazingly impacting to the administration.
Well, what would you suggest? What would your advice be to this White House in order to tighten these things up so that they don't have more incidents like this and they run more like the Clinton White House?
You know, I really apologize. Your voice is so hard for me to hear.
That's all right.
Through this connection. I could you repeat the question?
She was just asking what could they do to become more like the Clinton White House in terms of just, you know, being able to conduct their business.
Oh, I would never recommend that the Trump administration become like the Clinton administration.
There you go. Well, start with the media liking you, I would guess.
I would go back to the Bush administration, which was my, you know, my foundation was seeing how the Bush administration did it, and then the Clinton administration came in and it was horrible. So based on what I saw in the Bush administration,
yes.
I would suggest that they find some former Bush administration folks who had worked in this area of expertise and maybe talk to them.
Can I go back to the Clinton staffer allegation? Because I think it's a really important one.
Mm-hmm.
I know you haven't identified the person in public, but Rob Porter is being framed as a very high-level staffer here, as somebody who handled all the paperwork inside the White House, and that the White House should have known about this domestic abuse allegation because he was at risk of being blackmailed as a result of it being out there. How high-level is the person in the Clinton White House that you're talking about?
Well, he wasn't a staffer. Put it that way, he wasn't a staffer, but he was in Al Gore's office, the vice president's office. But the vice president's office has the same security procedures and policies that are run out of the White House counsel's office, as does the president's office. So it's not like the vice president had a different system. He did not. And And so it was pretty serious. It was many, many allegations of lots and lots of things wrong with this guy.
How dire were the allegations? Like what?
Well, I mean, when you put your wife in the hospital, I think that's pretty dire.
Yeah, big time. So yeah. You're saying this person is not a staffer, yet worked for the vice president? How does that work?
No, there's staffers and then there's management. I consider a staffer to be somebody who's middle range position in the White House. The media is trying to make this Rob Porter out to be, cabinet level. That's the way it's being painted.
Yes.
But he looks like a very young man who's, I don't know how old he is actually, but he looks like a younger man who may have achieved the highest administrative post that he's had yet in his careers. So to say that he wasn't, there were a lot of people working around the Oval Office when I worked at the White House.
Right.
And they were considered staffers. That means they weren't in the top tier of decision makers or policy makers.
Amazing. I mean, if there's one thing you've illuminated, it's yet again that there's a tremendous double standard when
double
it comes
standard.
To
Absolutely.
The political parties involved here. Thank you, Gary Aldridge. Really appreciate your insight this morning as a former FBI agent and author of Unlimited Access, an FBI agent inside the Clinton White House. Gary, thank you.
Appreciate you having me on.
Sure thank thing.
You.
8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the Fox. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we've been struggling a little bit here trying to head north on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. If you're heading north up toward BWI, still dealing with the crash north of Route 100. That's before the exit for I-195, the airport, so you need a little extra time for sure. Southbound, you're okay through that area. Then south through Laurel, just the morning volume rush hour slows between 198 and 198. Seven, then you're good down to the Beltway. As far as the Beltway, you heard me talk about the crash on the Beltway Outer Loop near Connecticut Avenue that was quickly put out of the travel lanes, but still from 95 around toward Connecticut Avenue, slow inner loop through Bethesda, heavy on the brakes too. Now for 270, Urbana-Hyattstown slowing. Northbound, we're doing okay until right as you get up to the exit for I-70 heading into Frederick. We have a report of a crash north on 15, north of Jefferson Street. Virginia, pretty calm on 66, 95, 395, a little bit of volume in Landmark. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, we have rain today. Morning high of 62 degrees with temperatures falling to near 50. They're already descending as we speak. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low near 30 degrees. Then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy in the morning. Then become cloudy with periods of rain later in the day. We'll have snow mixing in at times with a high of 37. At Reagan National, it's 60 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even service brakes, do tune-ups, and more. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
All right, the President of the United States hoping to get an immigration bill passed soon. Remember, he presented four planks. He wanted to offer amnesty citizenship to 1.8 million people, people who are labeled as dreamers. He also wanted to get some border security funding as well, in addition to an end to the diversity visa lottery and a contraction of chain migration just to the nuclear family. Those are the four pillars that he would like to see accomplished. But Congress can't seem to get its act together at all, despite the fact that Mitch McConnell gave the Senate a chance this week in a freewheeling debate to consider all sorts of pieces of legislation related to immigration. Chuck Grassley came forward and attempted to pass Donald Trump's agenda. Here's what he had to say about it.
This is it, in a sense. Only plan that can become law, because the president said he would sign it.
Good point. Although that plan fell the hardest yesterday, four of them voted down. Chuck Grassley's, which is, again, the president's plan, fell 39-60 in votes in the Senate yesterday. And here's Mitch McConnell and what the president's goals are with this.
The president's made clear, and I strongly agree, that any legislation must also treat the root causes and reform legal immigration. And it must also include common sense steps to ensure the safety of the American people.
Address the root causes, address the safety of the American people. Those are the president's goals. But despite that, Chuck Schumer lays blame for why immigration legislation can't get anywhere on the president.
There's only one reason why the Senate will be unable to reach a bipartisan solution to DACA. President Trump.
Ted Cruz also playing a role in all of this. He's coming out against all of the proposals related to DACA for one clear reason, one that many conservatives support him on.
For the Senate right now, I think they don't make any sense at all. We should not be granting citizenship to people here illegally. For whatever reason, you've got a whole lot of Republicans eager and to propose granting citizenship for 1.8 million people here illegally.
1.8 million people citizenship, a non-starter for Ted Cruz.
Well, and here's my question for Ted Cruz and for Republicans in general. I don't like the idea, just like Ted Cruz, of giving these people amnesty and allowing 1.8 million to become citizens over the course of a long period of time. I believe it's something like 10 years, allowing them to obtain citizenship, even though they came here illegally. However, is it worth it if in exchange for it, you get things like the end of the visa lottery, you get things like the end of chain migration, the wall, and so on? Is it worth it? Or are we better off with literally nothing and the same old where we are right now?
Right. So is an incremental change worth it? Everyone's going to stay in the country anyway. You may as well give some percentage of them citizenship in order to fix the problem in the future. I got it. But the White House's initial offer here, these four planks of the president's plan, includes citizenship for well beyond the people who are receiving right. DACA, which was that 690,000. They mounted that up to 1.8 million. And yeah. my beef with this, to the extent I have one, is that your opening bid should not be the compromise position. Your opening bid should be your most aggressive position. Your compromise should be the one that you keep to yourself. You just wait. If you're willing to go to 1.8, don't release that yet. If you're willing to go past March 5th on this deadline, don't release that yet. Withhold the stuff that gives you power. That's the art of the deal. And the White House now in a battle, and it doesn't look like Democrats or Republicans are going to move on DACA anytime soon or even by that March 5th deadline.
All right, so nobody moves. We know that DACA has to continue because a judge in New York ruled it thusly, and apparently judges can now make laws and prevent the president from overturning an executive action. That's going to have to wind its way through the courts. The administration will appeal. So DACA recipients, I guess, will just start leaving. They're going to have to start being deported. And we do nothing still, and we kick this can down the road.
Yeah, well, seeing if they're actually deported, that'd be a whole nother thing. They might just stay anyway. 8:22 on WMAL.
Chamonix is on for one
Whether
more week, and I got to tell you, it's time to look your absolute best. Introducing the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift for droopy eyelids. Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado, wrote in and said, "I don't believe everything I hear, so I tried this eye lift on my right eye, and the very next day at work, everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it." So now it's your turn, because today, this breakthrough eyelid treatment is yours absolutely free with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. And yes, it works for men and women. Plus, you'll also get the Genucel immediate effects for results in 12 hours absolutely free. Go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. If you order in the next 10 minutes, you'll also get the Genucel Collagen Builder and Deep Firming Serum, two bestsellers, also free for Valentine's Day. Order now and express shipping is also free. Five luxury gifts, a complete beauty system for the price of one. Yeah, happy Valentine's. Go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Hosts Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
If you're planning to sell your home, I recommend you call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Your home sold guaranteed in writing. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
when you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Fox, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, here we go. 395, brief delay through Landmark. We had the minor crash near Duke Street. That was quickly cleared. And then you'll hit your next set of delays right as you approach the span of the 14th Street Bridge and heading into town. Alexandria will take you a Little River Turnpike. This will be inside the Beltway. 236 of Braddock Road for the crash in the intersection. So each direction, I'm seeing some of those delays starting to form here on 236. 210, northbound, much better. The crash northbound as you come up to Livingston Road cleared. 295 passing the Naval Research Lab. They cleared that one as well. Now, new problem is going to be Beltway in the Forestville area. Crash had been reported on the outer loop side north of Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, but I'm seeing each loop of the Beltway approaching and passing Route 4 here with a heavy delay. Update sponsored by Debt Hotline. Are you buried in credit card debt or student loan debt? Well, learn how to reduce your debt at a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice, 800-471-0216. That's 800-471-0216. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain, pockets of heavy rain this morning. If you're not getting rain yet, you will. Temperatures very mild on a southwest breeze. We'll start in the 60s, wrap it up near 50 later today as temperatures fall. 1/4 inch of rain or more. We'll start tapering off later today, colder night tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Oh, those temperatures have fallen. It's 57 degrees now in the nation's capital, 826 on WMAL. Any more evidence the world is unfair? Amy Schumer is married and Jennifer Aniston is single. Jennifer Aniston. I'll get to Amy Schumer in a second. Jennifer Aniston, America's most eligible bachelorette, is eligible again. All of a sudden. Justin Theroux, Jennifer Aniston announcing their separation yesterday after 2.5 years of marriage. The couple said Thursday in a statement to the AP that they released through a publicist, that it was, quote, mutual and lovingly made at the end of last year. So they've been trying to keep it quiet. But they made the announcement, of course, because the supermarket tabloids can't help themselves, and they figured they'd get it out of the way on their own.
I blame her. I'm sorry. I blame Jennifer Aniston. There's something going on here. And it also goes to show that there is a difference. For everyone who says there's no difference to living together and being married, there is a difference. Look what happened to Brad and Angelina when they got married. Look at what happened to these two when they finally got married. They've been together for 8 years, Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux. So there is a difference, and don't tell me there isn't.
There's a difference between living together and being married?
Absolutely.
So, did you, okay, I see what you're saying. I'm following now. Meanwhile, you've got Amy Schumer, who just got married. She's hitched now. So that's congratulations to her. She finally tied the knot to her boyfriend, Chris Fisher, the chef. Did it quietly on Tuesday in Malibu. Confirmed it the way everything is confirmed now on Instagram.
Very quickly, would it be wrong for me to say I'm shocked because I thought she was gay?
That, yeah, probably.
I didn't know that. Seriously, I thought she was gay.
Well,
I had no idea.
The proof is out there now. It's on Instagram, 828 on WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Call toll-free at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 7 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you discovered something troubling about a family member, would your first move be to report it to authorities? One grandma did. We'll find out what you think about it. 8:30 now on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Mitt Romney has made it official. Just in the last few minutes, he's announced on social media that he is running for U.S. Senate in Utah. The 19-year-old suspect in Wednesday's high school shooting spree in Florida remains in jail on suicide watch this morning. And authorities say the gunman's family has a history with police.
Authorities are digging deeper into the killer's past. New documents show that police visited the killer's family home 39 times since 2010 for calls including domestic disturbance and mentally ill person.
Correspondent Rosa Flores. An 18-year-old student at Clarksburg High School is facing charges for allegedly bringing a gun to school. Alwyn Chen of Germantown was arrested after a school resource officer recovered the gun. Security was stepped up yesterday at Fairfax County Schools, not because of any particular threat, officials say, but mostly to calm the community's fears. Authorities say increased security is a common response to school shootings or other threats elsewhere. Service on Metro's Green Line is reduced this morning thanks to some emergency track repair. They're single tracking from U Street to Georgia Avenue, Petworth. The United States and Turkey have agreed to try and salvage their strategic relationship. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with the Turkish president today and said at a news conference afterward the U.S. and Turkey want to stop terrorist groups in Syria.
Going from this point forward, we're going to closely coordinate our efforts against the final defeat of Daesh. We do not have them fully defeated today, but we're going to coordinate our efforts against the final defeat of Daesh as well as other terrorist groups that are located inside of Syria.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,200, the NASDAQ at 7,256. Sports sponsored by Lidl, the Caps get a 5-2 win over Minnesota. College basketball, the Maryland women suffer their first loss in 8 games. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At Lidl, find Farmer's Market quality for less. Now through Thursday, apples and pears are 30% off. Lidl's Honeycrisp apples were $2.49 per pound, now only $1.74. Try high-quality groceries at delightfully low prices. Lidl, rethink grocery.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show opens for 3 days only this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Find jewelry, loose gems, beads, fashion accessories, and more.
I love coming every year along with my mom because the vendors are amazing.
The quality's great, the price right.
We find all that we want, good prices.
I bought a couple rings and some more necklaces, and I bought my watch.
Once you discover the International Gem and Jewelry Show, you won't want to buy jewelry anywhere else.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sparkles at the Dulles Expo Center.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
I was doing a flip-flop out of Dallas when my wife called about an eviction notice for being behind on a home equity loan we never took out.
I'm Lisa, a client services agent at Home Title Lock, and this truck driver was the victim of title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes.
9 months and 20 grand in legal fees to get my home back. You dang well bet I have Home Title Lock now.
If you own a home or property, you need Home Title Lock. Everything an identity thief needs to steal your title is online. He forges a few documents, removes your name, and borrows on your home. Next thing you know, you're in debt and getting evicted. Identity theft programs and homeowners insurance don't protect you. We do. For just pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a digital wall around your home's title.
Sign up for a free scan of the dark web to see if your home's title has already been tampered with. This $60 value is yours free. Visit HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code PROTECT. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code PROTECT.
35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway delays Maryland. If you're heading in toward Forestville, the crash on the inner loop had been south of 214 Central Avenue. But before you get to Route 4, looks like most of that confined to the shoulder, but seeing delays there in each direction as a result. DC, 295 coming southbound right as you come out of Riverdale and Chevrolet. That's where your delays take you down toward Benning Road and East Capitol Street. However, BW Parkway and 50 through Riverdale Chevrolet. Nice light trip there until you get to 295. If you're continuing onto New York Avenue, that looks good. Now, Michigan Avenue, I want to take you through Northeast D.C. Very slow traffic, and that looks like it's mostly focused to get you past the Brooklyn Metro over near Catholic University down toward a crash near the university before you get to Monroe Street in Northeast D.C. On the top side of the Beltway, College Park, the Silver Spring slow interloop into Bethesda. And hang on, one more thing to warn you of. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we still have the left lane block, longstanding crash cleanup, northbound BW Parkway, north of Route 100, before you get to the exit for BWI Airport, so plan for extra time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
K's are rain in this morning. More rain coming as we head on through today. Falling temperatures to near 50 degrees this afternoon with a gusty southwest breeze this morning. Tonight will fall near 30, breezy. Tomorrow only in the upper 30s with late day rain, maybe some mixed precipitation, so there could be some snow in there, especially west and north, where there could be some accumulation. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Gainesville, 57 in Germantown, 56 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning to you on this Friday morning. We all hear if you see something, you should say something, right? We all hear that. And I think we all tell our kids, if you see something, say something. We all know that now. But what if you see something and you have to say something about your child or a grandchild? A grandmother in Washington found herself asking this question. Would you say something if it were your child or grandchild? 888-630-9625. This grandmother in Everett, Washington, was her grandson, her 18-year-old grandson, lives with her. And he had a journal. She found his journal, the journal of Joshua O'Connor, and she read in the journal the following. I'm preparing myself for the school shooting. I can't wait. My aim has gotten much more accurate. I can't wait to walk into that class and blow all those blanks away. He wrote that he wanted the death count to be as high as possible so that his shooting would be infamous. And he went into detail about building pressure cooker bombs, inert grenades, deploying explosives for maximum casualties. He said, I need to make this count. I've been reviewing many mass shootings and bombings and attempted bombings. I'm learning from past shooters and bombers' mistakes. So, Grandma said something. She called the police. The police came to her home. To her shock, they found a semi-automatic rifle in her grandson's guitar case after reading the journal. Wow. The teen had also written about flipping a coin to choose which high school he would target. They later go on to find out in the journal that he was also involved in a robbery on Monday of this week. This happened the day before the shooting. So this happened on Tuesday. On Monday, he was involved in a robbery in which two masked robbers entered a convenience store, and one of them pointed what the police thought was an AK-47 at the cashier, happened to find an AK-47 in the kid's bedroom in Grandma's house.
Man.
He is now charged with first-degree murder, felony assault, attempted first-degree murder, felony assault on an officer, and first-degree robbery. So now, not so simple. Do you still pick up the phone and say something if you're that grandma and you realize your grandson may now be doing time, serious time, 18 years old, whole life ruined? 888-630-9625.
That's got to be such a tough decision. I'm sure there are some people who are like, nope, easy one for me. But it's got to be tough for a grandma to read that in a journal and to realize the next action I take is going to change my grandson's life forever. Now, it sounds like this was a pretty developed plan that he had written into a journal and made it fairly clear what his intentions were. He had the means to do them. He had clearly thought them through. He had reasons for why he wanted to do them. All of it enumerated in that journal. You know, whatever threshold you have, the one that keeps you from sprinting to authorities as fast as you might, say, if you found out some important things about a stranger, I think that this kid more than crossed that threshold. It got to the point where the grandma, you know, she had no choice. I mean, at what point do you become an accomplice to this if you read this stuff and then, you know, you don't do anything about it, you don't act on it? Now, I can see where for a nonviolent thing or something where you feel like, you know, you find out, like, you know, say your kid's doing drugs or something, and you feel like this is a chance for you to intervene and try and correct their life before authorities get involved. I imagine there's a ton of parents who have gone through that experience. You don't call authorities, you handle it. You try to anyway. Right. You come up with a solution in the meantime because you love them and because you want to help them work through it and you don't want to see their lives ruined. But I think when you're kind of making the assessment on something like this, you know, you look at the severity of these specific allegations, and it gets to the point where it's overwhelming. Where to save the lives of many other people, you may have to make the decision that to block away somebody who you love, and kind of by extension to save them from themselves as well. This is a tough one, but man, thank God that grandma did that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. But let me just make it a little bit different for you. There was a story years ago that I saw from remember when MTV used to have those big parties in different parts of the country? They go down to the Gulf of Mexico and they'd have a big summer party, or they go to a beach in California or New Jersey or wherever in South Carolina. They have these big parties, and if they started to get out of hand, they stopped doing it. But there was a story about a kid seen in front page of the newspaper, and this kid is jumping up and down on the hood of a car of someone in the street just trying to drive by. And this picture's on the front page of a newspaper, and they're looking for some of these kids who vandalized cars and some other things. A father looks, gets his morning paper, and there's his kid on the front page of the paper jumping up and down on the hood of someone's car. That father got his kid out of bed, woke the kid up, and took him right down to the police station.
Sometimes it's a wake-up call. Sometimes that's just the way it's got to be done.
But I think the majority of parents would think about it and have a discussion with their kids and not turn their kid in.
Yeah, I think there's a lot. I think you're right. I think
that's exactly right. I think a lot of people say that if they see something, they would say something, and they would want a kid turned in who vandalized their car, but they're going to protect their own kids if they vandalize someone else's. 888-630-9625. Vince in Manassas. Good morning, Vince. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I just want to say kudos to the grandma. I mean, look what the discoveries have happened since the police came in and reported, and they found the rifle. They found that he had already committed a crime. Thank goodness there were no lives that were hurt in that first event. But, you know, grandma may have saved hundreds, you know, even tens and twenties of lives from maybe if there was a school shooting involved and this young man was involved in it.
That's right.
Would
you feel
like
differently,
that,
though, if it were the situation where your kid is on the front page of the paper vandalizing someone's car? Would you feel differently and you'd say, no, I'm just going to talk to my kid, or would you turn your kid in?
No, the kids in this generation, they don't have mother and fathers living together, most of them, and they need an authority figure. They need someone that's going to discipline them. You know, I think discipline has gotten out of the way.
Well, if that's absolutely what's needed across the board, authorities or otherwise, discipline would be a good start. More from you on this in a moment, 844 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Arlington or Thursday in Annapolis. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 6 seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of February 26th, weekdays at 1 and 7. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Southeast-Southwest Freeway, it's been pretty mellow this morning until we had this fender bender, DDOT Cruza, saying that there's a crash before you get to the 14th Street Bridge. And I'm seeing delays coming now off of the 11th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel and toward the point. DC 295 southbound past Benning Road and East Capitol Street, heavy. But coming out of Chevrolet and Riverdale, thumbs up. We had light volume there this morning. Now, around the belt, way still busy. Topside, College Park to Silver Spring, Interloop into Bethesda. Wilson Bridge just about cleared out all of those delays. Into Largo, Interloop, the crash into Forestville had been before Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, so still a bit of activity there. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, here we go. Northbound, heading past Route 100 before the entrance to the airport. That's where we had the crash. Crews are saying it looks like that left lane might be cleared now. They're getting everything over to the shoulder, but nonetheless, it's still quite slow. And heading past Catholic University, Michigan Avenue and down toward the university, still quite slow there. Crews are looking in the area to see if something's causing those unusual backups. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain, pockets of heavy rain this morning. If you're not getting rain yet, you will. Temperatures very mild on a southwest breeze. We'll start in the 60s, wrap it up near 50 later today as temperatures fall. 1/4 inch of rain or more should start tapering off later today. Colder night tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 57 degrees at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean 2 rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
A grandmother in Washington, the day before the Florida shooting, finds her grandson's journal, reads the journal, and is so disturbed by what she reads in this journal, she calls the police. The police come to the house. They find an AK-47 in the kid's bedroom, find out he had committed a crime on Monday, the day before. That kid is now being charged with attempted first-degree murder, felony assault on an officer, and first-degree robbery. Easy to say you would turn your kid in, but would you? 888-630-9625. A lot of people want to weigh in. Let's get to Cole in Stafford. Hey, Cole, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Would you turn your kid in?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
So one of the things I wanted to point out was that other than that he committed the crime, if that part wasn't there, you're basically arresting this person for free speech, maybe abhorrent, but unless he had explosives, the bombs, what have you, it's just all talk at that point.
That's the case.
Go to a mental institution.
Yeah. That's the case, Cole, by the way, his public defender's making, that he was simply venting in this, and that shouldn't be enough. But, let's just go through it logically. The crime, of course, you can't discount. It's well within context that he committed a crime already, a robbery that he'd written about. Additionally, he's basically laid out specific plans on how he would want to conduct this, and he's got the means to do it. He's got the weaponry. So, I mean, how much more do we need before we say, okay, he has intent to actually do this?
But owning a weapon, and it's not a handgun, so you don't have to be 21. Owning a rifle is legal.
Yes, it is.
And again, you get into a minority report situation on this. Yes, he should be charged with the strong arm robbery because he committed that, well, allegedly committed that crime. But even if you look at cases where the FBI is tracking terrorists or people that are, you know, homegrown terrorists or wanting to try to do this, they actually do not arrest them until they acquire all the supplies to carry out their plan, and they're basically days before execution.
Yeah, I can appreciate, I can definitely appreciate the civil liberty concerns here, but my point is, again, he committed an armed robbery, one in which he admitted to the police. He expressed that he felt powerful doing it. The journal details his plans to actually conduct a school shooting, and he's got the weapon to actually conduct it. That all, to me, seems pretty insurmountable in terms of indicating that his intentions were true. Again, you're making the case that his defender is, which is, oh, he's just venting.
Yeah, but we'll see how this turns out. Very, very quickly, Kathy, in 20 seconds, your father turned your brother in.
Yeah, my brother actually robbed a house, and he hid the jewels in our house, and my dad actually called the police and turned my brother in.
Wow, Kathy, thank you for sharing that. I'm sorry we don't have more time to get more of your story. Hopefully we hear more people seeing something and saying something.
Thank God for that, Grandma. 851 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Can money buy happiness? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Poorer people get more pleasure out of the relationships with others, while richer people, perhaps no surprise, tend to focus more on themselves. That's according to a new, really insightful study out of UC Irvine. Researchers surveyed more than 1,500 Americans and asked them to measure the magnitude of 7 emotions experienced each day. Amusement, awe, compassion, contentment, enthusiasm, love, and pride. Basically, it's a more nuanced way of asking the question, how happy are you? The study's lead author said what they found was that as income increases, your tendencies or daily experiences of pride, amusement, and contentment go up, while your experiences of compassion, love, and awe go down. Enthusiasm was the one emotion unaffected by wealth, with both rich and poor experiencing it just the same. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hi, I'm Charles Mann. For athletes like me, playing every down in a pro game is like getting in a car accident. After years of playing football in Washington, my body is broken. I've had countless surgeries and joint replacements. I've been looking for a non-surgical treatment since I ended my career. I heard a radio ad for a seminar about alternative treatment. It's called regenerative medicine, which stimulates your own body to heal and repair itself. No surgery, no more pain. That got my attention. I went to a seminar to learn firsthand all about it. Now you too can benefit and receive this treatment. This is the same procedure that pro athletes use to quickly and effectively recover from injury. If you're looking to eliminate your pain and arthritis, or if you thought surgery was your only option, take the first step like I did. Call 410-787-7250. Register for the next seminar and learn more about this breakthrough procedure. Seating is limited. Register now by calling 410-787-7250 and start living life again.
855 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's head first. I want to take you to the Wilson Bridge. Delays have cleared, so we get some relief on Friday in some areas. Now, we still have the volume topside in Silver Spring, Interloop into Bethesda. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway improving. Long-standing crash finally cleared. Northbound BW Parkway just past Route 100. And still, if you're on your way beyond that to the exit for BWI Airport, a couple extra minutes to give you some time would be good. Southbound side, BW Parkway heavy through Laurel. Interloop near Route 4 crashes to the shoulder. And a quick note here, the accident on the southeast southwest freeway before the 3rd Street Tunnel, that had been in the left lane. It's still volume Michigan Avenue getting past Catholic University and down there Brooklyn Catholic Metro stop in that vicinity. Watch still for that delay. Update is sponsored by Davison Invention Services. Have an idea for a new product or app? Well, protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Call Davison for your free idea and invention get started kit. 800-294-7417. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rainy Friday, heavy rainfall slowing some of us down this morning. We'll get it head on through the day with most of us getting pretty good soaking of rain. Falling temperatures. Highs for the day will occur this morning near 50 this afternoon. A gusty southwest breeze. Colder night tonight. Some late day rain, maybe some snow tomorrow. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
57 degrees in the nation's capital, 856 on WMAL.
Superpowers of Today presents Mr. Zeropia, who has many amazing superpowers.
Not really.
But you're super strong.
No.
So, Mr. Zeropia, what is your superpower?
A 0% APR credit card.
No way!
Way? My Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards Card gives me 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Are you the only one with this power?
Heck no. All Commonwealth One members have it, but with no capes attached.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards Card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees, and earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 3/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Connection pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
Eyes on the president as he travels to Florida. He's going to stop by Mar-a-Lago, but also signs that he'll actually spend some time visiting with the victims here and also have a blessed President's Day weekend.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to my President's Day. I'm looking forward to the sales that come along with it.
The President's Day sales are a big thing, and I know that's where Chris Plant will be.
It's true. Speaking of President's Day, will Oprah run or won't she run, and what does it depend on?
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Buell Thompson. Mitt Romney is now officially a candidate for U.S. Senate from Utah. I made the announcement last hour on social media and in a YouTube video.
I have decided to run for United States Senate because I believe I can help bring Utah's values and Utah's lessons to Washington. Utah is a better model for Washington than Washington is for Utah.
And Romney says, I believe I can help bring Utah's values and Utah's lessons to Washington. The fate of the Dreamers remains in limbo this morning, but the matter may be far from over. Even after four immigration proposals in the U.S. Senate failed to get 60 votes yesterday, negotiations may continue at the White House.
She calls them Schumer Democrats who support the radical open borders fringe. The statement from Press Secretary Sarah Sanders does hold out hope. Quote, the administration will continue advocating for an immigration package that includes border security, ending chain migration, canceling the visa lottery, and a reasonable DACA solution, a proposal Americans support overwhelmingly, end quote. But the legislation the president backed received the fewest votes of the four offered, though none reached 60. In Washington, Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Nicholas Cruz remains in jail in Florida this morning, facing 17 charges of premeditated murder for the Wednesday high school shootings in Parkland.
He is someone that his public defender described as having a lifelong history with mental illness, that this was a kid who didn't have a lot of breaks, and a kid who struggled through school, a kid who fell through every single crack.
Correspondent Kyung La, thousands came to a candlelight vigil last night to remember the shooting victims. Meanwhile, the age of the accused shooter has revived a debate over age requirements for gun purchases.
Florida may now be one of the states that revisit their laws allowing an 18-year-old to buy a semi-automatic rifle, but not a handgun or a beer.
We have to.
Republican Governor Rick Scott responding to a police report showing 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz legally bought the semi-automatic weapon used to kill 17 people just months after his 18th birthday.
And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure this never happens again.
Governor Scott says now everything's on the table when considering tightening gun control laws in his state. That's farther than the governor's past rhetoric on gun control. I'm Scott Carr.
A student at Clarksburg High School in Montgomery County is facing charges for allegedly bringing a gun to school yesterday. A school resource officer found out, got the weapon, and arrested 18-year-old Alwin Chen of Germantown. A new report shows that data centers are doing nothing but good for Northern Virginia, although some local lawmakers might disagree.
The report from the Northern Virginia Technology Council says the impact of data centers has been positive.
For every dollar in services the counties have to spend to accommodate the data centers and their employees, they're bringing in $8 in benefit and revenue.
NVTC's Josh Levy says it's still an in-demand industry and
the jobs that are created pay high.
But it comes as local opinions on data centers.
We're gobbling up all this prime land.
Maybe souring. Prince William Supervisor Pete Canlin said at a recent meeting they aren't creating enough jobs for the tax incentives they're being given.
What way too much of a good thing at some point can turn into something that's not so good.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Five people were taken to a hospital last night after a couple of dozen people ended up stuck in an elevator at a Washington hotel. D.C. firefighters had to rescue those 26 people from a service elevator at the Marriott Marquis Hotel downtown. Those who were taken to the hospital complained of feeling ill effects from being stuck. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,200, the NASDAQ at 7,256. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.